This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Capitano, battende la fazione baluardo. Andiamo!
In the operatic canon, there is no shortage of tragic deaths. By any measure, one of the most awful is the murder of Desdemona by her husband, Othello. The themes of Verdi's opera, like the Shakespeare play it's based on, remain sadly all too contemporary. Racism, power, jealousy, how resentment leads to bitterness and appalling violence. A production of Othello is at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, and while the show was in rehearsal, the New Yorker's David Cortava got a look behind the scenes at how violence makes its way to the opera stage.
Into the bowels of the men.
B.H. Barry is a fight director at the Metropolitan Opera. Who knew such a job existed? But if somebody is attacking somebody else while somehow singing at top volume, B.H. Barry has work to do. And to see how it's all done, he took David Cortava way, way down under the big stage.
There are people still trying to get out of here from 2 years ago. The maze is just incredible out here.
B.H. Barry is one of the leading fight directors in the world. He's a kind of master of a lot of different kinds of violence. Huge barroom brawls, intimate knife fights, stranglings, slaps, beheadings, fist fights, a pogrom and Fiddler on the Roof. But he's not a bruiser. He's not a barroom brawler. He's a very elegant-looking gentleman in his 70s. He has a bouncy tuft of silver hair. He seems like an old-timey action movie star, like an Errol Flynn or a Douglas Fairbanks. And like those people, he is very good with a sword.
Normally, whenever there's action in a play that involves actors, I'm asked to come in to protect them, to build a choreographed scene in which they won't get hurt. And so that's part of the job. The other part of the job is, as a fight director, is being able to teach, because a lot of people can't do this stuff. And a lot of opera singers are not necessarily physical people. Because to be an opera singer, you really have to work incredibly hard on training your voice, and it's a total life. It's not like an actor can go away and drink and get in the pub and have fun and do this stuff. These guys are, it's a delicate instrument. They're thoroughbreds. These are the best in the world. But so teaching is a vital part of fight directing. So point at your targets. Point, 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 point. Point. Now, as you do it, look at me the whole time. Uh-huh. Think of down.
Right.
You know when you're singing those high notes? Think of down, yeah?
Gravity.
Ah.
Ah.
There you go. Down. And yeah, that's good. Now, think of looking at your watch. You look at your watch when you do the left show. And look at your watch. Perfect. And again. Back again. There. There. Look at your watch. There. Look at your watch. Close your eyes. There. Yes. 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 Good. Nice stuff. Yeah. Perfect.
Are the skills that your actors learn on stage transferable In other words, if one of these opera guys went out to a bar and got into a brawl.
No. There was an actor I knew called Michael Redfern and got into a fight in the bar. And I'd been teaching him fights and whatever. And this guy came at him and he blocked it and he pulled the punch. And the guy looked down and went, Jesus, and ran out the bar because he thought that Michael could actually hurt him. And Michael just pulled, no, don't even go there. Do not try this at home. It's theatre. It's make-believe.
What is the scene we're about to observe?
There's in the play, and also in the opera, is the moment where Michael Cassio, who is the lieutenant to Othello, gets drunk and gets into a fight with one of the captains of the guard. Within that, there are lots of things that happen. Michael Cassio has a group of people that move with him. Their job is to try and get him out of there before he does some real damage, and they don't succeed. That's where the director part comes in, like looking at the story and how I can move it forward. Also, I look at the actors in the fight, and I often will say to them, what would be missing if your character didn't fight? And then that answer will give me what I need to do to choreograph it. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to create now, is the thing that we couldn't do before when we were working on the initial production, which was your guy's involvement with Cassio. I never knew what that was. You came in with him, and then you're fighting him. Chris was saying something. You had a point yesterday that I wanted to kind of...
I was like, why am I not stopping him right here?
Right. And I think the answer to that question is, he is the captain of the guard. Now, he is the person who you came in and you thought he was going to be... Maybe one or two of you thinking, he gets like this when he drinks, so maybe that apprehension when he drinks can be there early on. No? Yes? Lexi, can we do that move from swipe at Chris? Swipe at Chris. But he doesn't even need to swipe. I mean, come in and just look at him. There. And you move away from it, yeah? It says something about the character, and it says something about your position in the role of his guard. We have to give him an enormous degree of importance, because he has to lose all that when Othello comes.
I would imagine some scenes require realism and others a bit of theatricality.
Yeah, you have to be careful, because if you get too real, the audience gets scared for the performers. The fine line between being theatrical and being real is very fine. And so I think that we don't look for reality in theater. We look for the representation of reality. And if we're pushed too far in that direction, we're moved out of the theater into something entirely different. So that kind of helps a little bit, huh? All right, go.
Easy, man. Right shoulder. Head. Left shoulder.
Shoulder.
Good.
See, that's a moment in which the sword went near to the performer and we went, whoa, that was the reality moment. And that's, we have to take that out, because otherwise the audience would think, oh, you got hit.
Good. Well, can we do that one more time and not have Chris die?
But he's going on my shoulder or my head?
Head. I mean, it's...
Have you been in any real fights?
No. Not since I was 13. I put a kid in hospital and that was it. I never lost my temper since. I walk out. I think I don't know what I would do if I did hit somebody.
Are there any real world examples of violence that have informed your work on stage?
Oh God, the world is so full of violence. I don't know. I feel I'm sad. Boy, that was a moment. I don't want this violent stuff to be hanging around. It's stupid. People beating the crap out of each other. You know, talk and it works. But just fighting is wrong. Wrong. Shooting, God, I don't know. But I am, in a way, it makes me feel better that I've said something. And violence, you can say something about not violence. If I thought for one moment somebody picked up a knife to stab somebody but had an image of something that I created and they stopped, I would feel wonderful. That would be tremendous.
Oh!
B.H. Barrie, a fight director at the Metropolitan Opera. He talked with David Cortava of The New Yorker.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.